Chapter 17, The Drunken Samurai. Yuji Jinsei and the others entered a small city far from the village. The town wasn't as bustling as normal cities were. Most of the food stalls were quiet, and no one even peeked out from the restaurants or inns to entice people to come.
"So who is this cat you know that can help us rally many to our cause?"
Yuji asked as they walked about the street.
"He's an old friend of Musashi's," Jinsei said.
"He's a samurai cat, or at least I should hope that he's still samurai."
Yuji hit a scowl. He didn't trust samurai. Not since the Red Dogs had besmirched the true samurai name. But he was just thankful that it was a cat and not a bloodthirsty and ignorant dog.
They approached a tavern named Loose Peony. It was on the far end of the street near the red light district. Jinsei said it was known for cheap courtesans coming and picking up willing clients to take to their secret holes and have a good time.
"Will we find him in here?" Yuji said, shying away from the tavern and trying not to glance at a smirking Itsumi.
"I'm almost certain that we will," Jinsei said. "Come along, Yuji."
"What, me?" Yuji blanched at him.
Jinsei laughed.
"Afraid you'll see something you've never seen before? Don't be a prude, boy. Come along, I'll need help trying to convince him for his."
Reluctantly, Yuji followed while others stayed behind. Yuji glanced at Itsumi, who still smiled indifferently at him. He was adorable when he was timid. When they stepped inside, Yuji was hit with the acrid smell of tobacco smoke and the stale stench of sake and sweat. The tavern was rather warm, but the customers did not care. Some bellowed with laughter as they had a courtesan next to them. The proprietor, a pudgy cat with a smug grin and twisted whiskers, approached them.
"Good afternoon, kind sirs," he said, wringing his paws.
"I'm afraid we only have private rooms available. The booths are all full."
"We don't need a room," Jinsei said. "We're looking for a cat in particular who may frequent this establishment."
"You'll have to be more specific," said the pudgy cat.
"Many down on their luck cats visit quite frequently."
"I'm looking for a samurai," Jinsei said.
"One who goes by the name of Jingoro."
The man's eyes lit up with recognition.
"Ah, you're looking for Jin," he said.
"Right this way." They followed him to the far end of the room where they found a cat sitting in a corner booth with a woman in his arms.
Four or five empty sake bottles were sitting on the small table and the cat Jingoro looked in a pitiful state. His kimono was torn and sewn in several places and a katana sword sat in the corner next to him. When he spotted Jinsei, his drunken and cheerful demeanor changed to a more serious facade.
"Ah, old Jinsei," he said.
He wiped off the mat with a paw and gestured for them to sit. "Long time no see."
"That's not surprising," Jinsei said, taking a seat, and Yuji sat next to him. The proprietor waited, and Jingoro said,
"More sake for my guests."
"No, just tea for us will be fine," Jinsei said. He flipped the proprietor a coin. "And some of those pickles and a few dango for the boy here." Yuji smiled. He loved dango.
"Who's the boy?" Jingoro asked after the proprietor left.
Yuji frowned. He didn't very much like being called a boy.
"He's Masashi's grandson," Jinsei said proudly.
"And my great-grandson?"
"Ah," Jingoro said with a hiccup. "He's the spitting image of his mother.
How is Oba these days?"
"She's fine."
Jinsei took up the sake bottle and poured it into the small cup. Jingoro downed it with one gulp, and Jinsei poured some more. "I see you're still doing the same old thing these days. Have you not found any work?"
"I've had a few bodyguard jobs here and there," Jingoro said, "but nothing major."
"No daimyo?"
"Feudal lords
would ever hire me."
"I wonder why," Yuji mumbled.
Did you say something, boy? Jingoro said. Yuji ignored him and shook his head. A waitress brought some tea, pickles, dango, and more sake. Yuji drank tea and ate the dango blissfully while Jinsei munched on the pickles. Jingoro did not bother to pour more of the wine into a cup. He drank from the small bottle. We didn't come here to exchange pleasantries and catch up, Jinsei said. Although, it's clear that you've not bothered to better yourself since we last met or the time before that. Enough with the lecture, Jingoro said. See what it is that you've come to say and be gone. I find I'm feeling a bit frisky. He pulled someone closer to him. Yuji didn't like this middle-aged cat one bit. Were all samurai like this? The red dogs may have been mongrels, but at least they didn't reek of booze. As you wish, Jinsei said. I'm calling in the favor you owed Masashi. Jingoro nearly choked on the sake he was drinking. Come again? He said as the courtesan wiped sake from his already stained kimono. I believe you heard me, Jinsei smiled, and Jingoro looked at him as if he were a ghost. Masashi is dead, Jingoro said. I think my promise became null and void when he died. Yuji was starting to become irritated at this ignorant drunk. It was really sad that this cat was once a great, great warrior. Need I remind you that it wasn't just Masashi that you had given your word to? Jinsei remained calm, but even Yuji could tell that the samurai cat's indifference and evasiveness was beginning to irritate him too. What is it that you want me to do? Jingoro asked crossly. I need you to rally up an army of your fellow samurai friends, and perhaps any farm cat or citizen who is fed up with the Red Dog Clan and wishes to fight. There was a moment of silence as Jingoro simply stared at him before guffawing with laughter. That's a good one, old man, Jingoro said. I knew you had a sense of humor.
Yuji had eaten the last of the dango and tossed the stick onto the plate. He was about to stand up when Jinsei held him with a gentle paw. He never took his gaze from the drunken samurai. The boy here intends to rally an army and fight the Red Dog Clan and defeat Demon Fang. I intend to help him and I'll need your help as well.